This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rich, you ready for Stephon Diggs?
Oh, of course I'm ready for Stephon Diggs. I am all in on Stephon Diggs. This is a great signing by your New England Patriots. It's funny, last week, it was 1 week ago today, in fact, on a Would You Rather Wednesday. I would give us credit for this. We got the ball rolling. We said, would you rather Steph Diggs or Amari Cooper, the two best free agent wide receivers still available? You could argue, whatever, how great they are, but they're the two best available. We started that on Wednesday. Thursday, you found out there was going to be a visit happening, and then everything has just sort of snowballed from there, and boom. Last night, I'm very surprised. I'll be honest. I'm very surprised. You asked me last week, what percent chance? I said, zero. 0% chance. So egg on my face, but happy to have egg on my face, because I think this is great. For the people that were, or the receivers that were out there, to me, far and away, my top choice left.
So I would have preferred Cooper, but... And I gave it a slightly higher chance of hitting than you did, but I'm stunned as well. I can't believe they did it. I am happy they did it, because what's the alternative? The alternative is the wide receiver room is Kendrick Bourne and Pop Douglas and Jalen Baker and Jalen Polk and Javon Baker and Mac Hollins.
Yeah, no, not like, good enough.
No, you need
this is much better
to bring someone in. And I have questions about Stephon Diggs.
That's fine.
But having questions doesn't mean I'm not happy about the signing. And don't think it has real potential to hit for this team this year. So you can talk about it all day long on Jones and Keefe, as Rich pointed out. It is a Would You Rather Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We will also do some basketball talk, pure hoops with Terp at high noon. You can jump in 617-779-7937 with all your thoughts on Stephon Diggs. How do you feel about it? Is he still a wide receiver one in the NFL? What does it mean for Drake May? What does it mean for the Patriots in the draft? There's a lot of different offshoots we can get into again with all your feedback. 617-779-7937. You like it, Keith. What's the part that you like the best about adding a guy like Steph Diggs? Is it the impact on May? Is it getting a wide receiver one in the room? Is it the Patriots and how they're spending on the position? What's your favorite part or aspect of the move?
Legit, all of the above, because I didn't think they were going to do the spending. It's funny how much the Red Sox and Patriots have really mirrored themselves, where they have cheaped out for a handful of years in a row. And we talked about when the Red Sox traded for Crochet and then signed Bregman, and what a shot in the arm that was, how excited it got everybody. The team was spending again, got good players coming in, and now it honestly feels like sky's the limit with them. Like, what a quick turnaround. Now, they didn't bottom out on the field to the level that the Patriots did last year, so the Patriots have more to go. But we questioned what they were going to do spending-wise. You can't blame it all on Belichick when the first year after Belichick's gone, you just re-sign a bunch of his guys and don't do much else under Mayo. But now with Vrabel coming in here, maybe he got to him, or maybe Kraft has been pressured enough and is feeling that public pressure. I don't care whatever the reason is. They're spending. And for the first couple of days of free agency, we're like, all right, another defensive player. All right, another defensive player. All right, another defensive player. They needed to address offense, and they didn't get Chris Godwin. They weren't able to pry him away. And then the best guy still available out there was Steph Diggs. And obviously he comes with some questions because he's available, right? If he was a stud, you know, like he was a few years ago, he'd still be on the Buffalo Bills or whatever else. So I love the fact that they spent the money. I love the fact that they're willing to spend the money at that position, which this franchise has really never done. And they had to maybe overpay a little bit to get him. Fine. That's great. And yes, for Drake May specifically, we've been screaming for a while. He needs all the help he can get. You got to help this guy out. Steph Diggs helped take Josh Allen to the next level, and maybe he can help take Drake May to the next level.
Okay, so just real quick, and I'll give you my favorite aspect of it for a moment. You mentioned the money. It's a 3-year deal, $69
million. Nice.
Real nice.
Nice.
It includes $26 million guaranteed. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not even that. It's not even $26 million guaranteed. There's going to be per-game roster bonuses and all this stuff in there, okay? So it's reported initially as $69
million. Nice.
$26 guaranteed. It's not even that.
Yeah.
I don't care about the money,
doesn't
by
matter.
The way. I'm not bitching
I'm
about the
you.
Money.
If
it,
doesn't
was,
matter.
If it was $69 million and $50 million guaranteed, I am not complaining
they
about the
him.
Contract. Don't care about the contract.
They got the guy.
I'm just telling you, the Patriots are trying to trumpet that up like it's a big deal, and it's not. That's all I'm telling you. I don't care about the money one bit.
I think football fans, for the most part, are smart enough to know that. Like, maybe,
I don't know.
I give our Patriots and our listeners credit. Well, they're smart enough.
I don't know about that. All right. Already see texts. I see in the Twitch chat, it's like all that money for a guy who
worry about
is
the
31
money.
And coming off an injury. I don't care about the contract because one
they,
bit.
You know what they would have done if they didn't give it to him? Pocketed it.
Right.
So just be happy that they got the player.
They are sensitive to, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
They're sensitive to the idea of being cheap.
Yeah.
I think we heard a lot of that from Curran yesterday. They're sensitive to the idea of being cheap. So they are trumpeting this up as a big deal. And I'm just telling you, it's not. But I wouldn't care if it was.
But
I wouldn't care
if
it was a big money
deal. So same with like Milton Williams and Carlton Davis and Steph Diggs. You're right. Maybe the big flashy number that jumps out, you got to kind of pick it apart and say it's not as flashy. Fine. It's still better than what they were being offered by other teams. And if we said to convince any of these players to come to New England, you're going to have to overpay, whatever that means, like slightly more in the guaranteed and all this, fine. You get the guys. You don't have to worry about the cap and you're going to be in trouble. You're not going to be able to get guys. You can get the guys that you want. You might have to overspend a little bit because, yeah, it's not the greatest destination, right? Plenty of players said, I don't want to come here. But do you think when free agency began, Milton Williams, Carlton Davis, and Steph Diggs said, man, I hope I can play for the Patriots?
No.
Of course not, but you got them. So I'll give those guys credit for however they structured the deal, they got it done.
They looked around at the alternatives and they said, this is the best deal I'm going to get. Yep. It's not close, so I'm going there.
Yes.
So the idea that guys won't sign here no matter what the Patriots offer them, I think this
DK Metcalf. You can't possibly get DK Metcalf.
You could. DK Metcalf wouldn't come here.
He wouldn't do it.
Well, he would if you offered him the contract that was in Pittsburgh or better than the one that was in Pittsburgh. And I think Diggs is proof of that. Davis is proof of that. Milton Williams is proof of that.
Yep.
So I don't care about the money at all. I'm just telling you, those numbers already are fake.
I gotcha.
As they are with all these contracts. The part I like the best, there's still a chance they can let the draft come to them. Like, I kind of wrote that off last week. I'm like, they're going to draft for need now.
What about left tackle?
Who's left? Who are they going to get? Well, let's see if they bring in another body here.
Okay.
I mean, Tyron Smith is still out there.
Yeah.
He's the only what I would consider professional left tackle that's out there where you could get away with starting that guy for half a season. I don't think you can budget much more than half a season for Tyron Smith with his health issues, but that's a real NFL left tackle. You bring him in, you sign Diggs. Maybe there's another veteran receiver that you bring in. You really can let the draft come to you at four, and you can pay off on that promise from Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel a lot better than reaching at four and drafting for need because you effed up free agency. So that's my favorite aspect of it. And you guys can jump in again. 617-779-7937. All your thoughts on Stephon Diggs. Now a New England Patriot, which I'm happy with but stunned by.
Shocked.
When he left without a deal, I'm like, there's no chance, no way he'll be here.
He must have been surprised how quiet the phone was on the other end.
I took a visit. I put out videos of me working out.
Like, hey, agent, who else is called?
Why aren't people lining up to sign me?
Nope. But he ended up getting, $26 million guaranteed, pretty good.
Quote, unquote, yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll see what it ends up actually being. But, I mean, DeAndre Hopkins signed for $5 million guaranteed. Mm-hmm. So
and that's fair. Yeah. That's the kind of deal I thought he was going to get.
No,
so they offered him more than that.
So,
true.
Yeah, right. Regardless of how funny maybe the numbers are, it's still maybe for a soon-to-be 32-year-old coming off an ACL injury, not a bad deal for him. And it just – for the first time in years, you now look at the Patriots wide receiver depth chart, and it's not a joke. It's not like an automatic bottom three or four wide receiver room. You know, I think some, you know, it's not amazing, but you got to start somewhere.
Yep.
And if you look at if it's Steph Diggs, Kendrick Bourne, Pop Douglas, Mac Hollins, somewhere in there, those are NFL receivers, right? And that's why, like, say Jalen Polk has a monster, so, you know, shocks us, bounce back, improvement year two, great. But if it doesn't, fine. You have four other guys that can play. You're not relying on that in any stretch. So I'll take that. I mean, we can get into how soon he's going to be available and everything else. The other thing I'll say about him, like Cooper Kupp, like Chris Godwin, dealing with injuries. These guys are older, dealing with injuries, but all those guys, when they were on the field, were really good.
So let me give you some numbers. I didn't realize how good Diggs was before he got hurt last year. Now, he's going to be 32. I mean, he's coming off an ACL injury. I know Schefter said he's going to be ready week one.
Hell yeah.
I am very skeptical
of
that.
Did you see him pushing the sleds and stuff?
I saw.
Okay.
I'm very skeptical he's going to be ready week one. And this is where we kind of get into some questions of mine, which we can do in a moment. But Reese had all the numbers he was on pace for last year, which I was impressed by. He wrote this up last night shortly after the signing. He said, Diggs is still recovering from a season-ending ACL that he suffered week eight against Indianapolis. Which I believe was October 27th off the top of my head.
Oof.
Up
that was
to
a
that
bad Halloween for
up
him.
Up to that point, Diggs ranked 7th in the NFL in catches,
yeah.
47. He was 2nd on the Texans in receiving yards. I don't know if I'm supposed to be impressed by that. 496. Quarterback C.J. Stroud. This is where it gets interesting with Drake May. Quarterback C.J. Stroud had a passer rating of 104 and completed 73% of his passes when targeting Diggs.
It's pretty good.
When Diggs was healthy, Stroud benefited as he ranked 6th in passing yards, 1948. And tied for 10th in touchdown passes, 11, through the first 8 weeks of the year. So where Stroud finished, his numbers were very underwhelming. He won a playoff game. He got back to the playoffs. But the overall numbers were very underwhelming for Stroud. He was trending to be 6th in passing and top 10 in touchdown passes when Diggs was out there.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, me too. He was halfway to, you know, another 1,000-yard season and obviously cut short. One thing with him, and we saw it firsthand as Patriots fans watching him twice a year with the Bills, Josh Allen threw in the ball every time. Like, every time. I remember, like, comically so. Well, we were like,
until the last half of his last year in Buffalo.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. Good point. Yeah. But it started to fall off a little bit. But it was, like, 10 targets a game. And even last year, it was, like, 8 targets a game. But a good percentage, right? Not, like, 50% completion. Like, it was way higher than that. But you got to get him the ball, and I think that's fine. Because that's some people's fear with this stud receiver demanding the ball with a young quarterback. I look at it as, if you're not getting Diggs the ball, what are you doing? What are you feeding Mac Hollins and Hunter Henry? Like, no, get the ball to Steph Diggs. And I think, going back to Josh McDaniels for a minute, like, I think that's a guy that can do that. Like, he has had top-end receivers that need the ball. Davante Adams had a great year his first year with the Raiders. The team was they weren't very good, but Davante Adams had a monster year, so he kept him happy, at least on the field that season. I think they can do it again with Diggs. I guess it's just about the health. How soon does he recover, and okay, how what does he look like? So I'm not worried about the personality
me
and stuff
either.
Like that.
Out of the red flags, quote unquote.
Just the knee.
Like, I am not concerned at all about the contract. I just think it's comical the Patriots are trying to drum it up as like a big ticket item because they're sensitive about not spending. I am not concerned at all about Diggs coming in and demanding targets. The Patriots look like frauds because they put out there they didn't want that type of receiver.
It is weird, yeah.
And then they sign this guy who's on his fourth team. What I am concerned about primarily, Keith, is the knee. Schefter says he's going to be ready week one.
All right.
Or he's, quote-unquote, on track.
Take his word for
it. To return week one. That's also in a tweet where he cites the agency that got the deal done, so you know where he's getting that info from. Diggs' agent says, yeah, he's ahead of schedule. Who actually knows?
You sure about that?
But if he's out there, if he's out there week one, I'll stand down. Like, I'll have been wrong. That timeline doesn't seem to work to me for a guy in his 30s. How does he come back from the knee injury? Like, he was trending better than I would have expected last year in Houston, but he was still closer to a 1,000-yard, less explosive receiver than he was earlier in his career. And I keep hearing the good reports about Houston. Phil wrote about it. Reese wrote about it.
Yes.
I think Burt Breer wrote about it.
Liked him.
They loved him in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't Houston keep him?
Not sure.
Oh, man, Buffalo, they really liked him. Why'd they move on?
Yeah.
Minnesota loved him. Why'd they move on? So the guy might burn hot and wear out his welcome, but that's worth a roll of a dice for the Patriots.
I think it was the contract thing.
Yeah.
I think he was in line for a massive contract. They already had Thielen, and then they actually hit it right. They traded him, and with the pick they traded him for, they got Justin Jefferson. So that actually worked out for them. Buffalo, he was great, and then by the end, it wasn't as great. Legit was not as great at the end.
They basically phased him out in the second half of his last year, and they were better on offense because of it. And then last year in Houston, he was a number two receiver. So here's what I would say.
And then he got traded for like a second round pick, I think.
Yeah.
So he got traded for a first round pick the first time, then a second round pick the next time.
Here's what I would say.
And you then got, Houston basically got rid of all the years left on his contract.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very telling that Houston didn't want him back. Like, if he's ready for week one and he's a good teammate, why did Houston trade for Christian Kirk? Like, why did they say we want Christian Kirk instead of Stephon Diggs?
Right.
So that's just, I don't know the answer, but that to me is an interesting question. And I would just caution Patriots fans. If you think you got vintage Stephon Diggs, you just need to adjust the expectations a little bit. That doesn't make him a bad receiver. It easily makes him the best receiver on this team.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I don't think you're getting a true number one wide receiver anymore, which is fine. It's still good for Drake May. I would just temper the expectations a little bit from vintage Stephon Diggs.
No, that's fair. I think just based on injury and age, I think he has slid down to the point where he's their number one receiver, but maybe not a number one receiver.
Yeah.
And there's probably... There's not 32 number one receivers in the league.
Definitely not.
So not everybody has one. You know, maybe there's a couple teams that have two, but like not every team has one. The Patriots certainly haven't had one in a really long time. So, no, this is, to me, a surprising signing, but a great signing. And, you know, full transparency, you and I both went through a list of receivers that might move, and some did move this offseason, and we did like other guys more, right? So... Yeah, I wanted Davante Adams, didn't go here. I wanted Cooper Kupp, didn't
Metcalf.
Get here. Chris Godwin never left. T. Higgins never left. DK and Debo, like all those guys got traded. So there were other receivers that I liked. Maybe they had a little bit more years left in their prime or whatever else. But that next group, this is where you and I differed. I like Steph Diggs a lot more than Amari Cooper. I like him a lot more than
Keenan Allen,
way more than like a Deontay Johnson. Like for what was left out there, I thought he was head and shoulders the best one. And so for this team, they needed it. And you're right. The other kind of ripple effect is now you get towards the draft and there are less glaring needs. Like Vrabel's coming pretty close to what he said. Take care of business in free agency and then you know, draft best player.
It's my favorite part about the move.
Yeah.
Let me give you another potential side benefit.
Okay.
Is this a Patriots Monday guest?
Ooh, boy.
Oh,
that would be amazing. I'll give you another one.
Yeah. Cardi B
and Megan Thee Stallion, both of them in Boston.
Keith loves his wags.
The wags.
Is Cardi B technically a wag?
Well, yeah.
Yeah?
They're going out.
Are they?
They were spotted on Valentine's Day together.
Okay, yeah.
I think they're together.
How dare I question Keith?
I just knew they were together when she was pregnant.
Nice. Yeah, no, they were. They were like, there was some article. I mean, that was a month ago, so you never know. It's hard to keep up with all this stuff.
How dare I question Keith and his wag knowledge? Like, that's on me. Why'd I do that?
But like now he's cheating on Megan Thee Stallion? But a couple of months ago, no, I think they're together too, right? We'll ask Pure Hoops about that. Terp needs to know about Torque.
Yeah, High Noon. We'll get into that.
But a couple of weeks ago, it was like, no wags. Now all of a sudden, you got Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B in Boston.
Boston's back.
Upgrade city.
I know this is a question. Are the Patriots back? No. Boston's back.
Boston's back.
The Wags are back.
Wags are back in a big way.
617-779.
We're back!
779-7937. That is your phone and your text number. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. We have our final Elite Eight matchups. One of them is available. The other will be available shortly. We're going to get into the final four of the March Madness uniform bracket starting tomorrow. So vote at Jones and Keefe. You can see the full bracket on Instagram and Twitter at Jones and Keefe. You can watch today, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, and chat. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And you can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. We'll get into all your thoughts on Stephon Diggs, now a New England Patriot. The question for Drake May, is Diggs going to help or hinder his development? We'll get into that with all your phone calls.
Give him a lot of credit for seeing an opening and taking it. I think that's the biggest thing. Like, I think if he's healthy, they don't have a shot at him. My understanding was Stephon Diggs wanted to play for a contender. He's not getting that right now here. But, like, some of the contenders were maybe unwilling to go to this sort of financial length to get him while he's still dealing with an injury. So the injury created an opening for the Patriots to swoop in and say, hey, look, we're going to give you one last big bite of the financial apple going into your 11th year coming off a torn ACL. I can't imagine there's much precedent for this sort of deal for a player who's coming off of that type of injury at this age. So again, like, they see the opening, they take it. It's a big risk. It's a risk worth taking. You're investing in your young quarterback by doing it. And again, like, this is one of the most competitive players in the NFL. And that's one of the reasons I really like it, because I do think it'll raise the competitive level of your guys on offense.
Jones and Keith, you're on WEEI. I do think Breer is laying it on a touch thick there when he says, well, they saw the opportunity and they seized it. It's like, well, they brought him in, they waited like a week to sign him, but whatever, they got him.
We're 2 weeks into free agency.
I don't know that they saw the opportunity and seized it, and it's like they are doing whatever they can to support their young quarterback.
No,
it's
I
don't know about that.
Listen, there wasn't a huge market for Steph Diggs. I think the Patriots may have taken advantage of that, but he wasn't a day one or two signing. I think Diggs was probably waiting around to see what else was out there, hoping that maybe a better team or even a better quarterback or a better location or whatever might be available to him. And then he's like, all right, well, this isn't that bad. This is, you know, I don't want to wait forever. I'll jump in here now. And the Patriots got it done. This is one, I think we talked about how the meeting was sort of beneficial for both sides. Like, the signing is probably beneficial for both sides.
Yeah, look, and I was dead wrong about that. Yeah. I'm like, I smell a rat on this.
No.
It's good for the Patriots that they're linked to a receiver. It's good for him that his name is out there and he'll get a contract somewhere else. And I'm stunned the Patriots signed him. So good for them. I don't care that they overpaid, if they even overpaid. That doesn't bother me. I don't care that he's a demanding alpha receiver who's going to want his targets. Although,
but that's my biggest thing. For the few people that are out there, and I guess there are, I thought more people would be happy with this, even if you don't think he is a top 10 wide receiver
anymore.
Are
you surprised that,
a little bit,
the text line? And
I just thought people were smart enough to realize the money in the NFL doesn't matter at all.
And
because
maybe,
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Once again, if you didn't want Steph Diggs, would you prefer no receiver? Just what they have right now? Because it doesn't mean they're going to take this $26 million guaranteed and spend it anywhere else. That's not like in other sports, right? Like, especially basketball.
Well,
and
they
hockey.
Can roll the cap over to next year,
is that
and
what
then
we
they
want?
Have more. Then
just
they have more money to spend next year.
Yeah, I don't need rolling.
They already had the most.
Shout out Limp Bizkit.
Well, I do like that song. They already had the most cap space this year. What are they rolling more over for? It just means they didn't spend it.
I don't need all that. So if they're going to go out and get a guy, and he's available, you know, maybe Breer's right. You know, if Steph Diggs, let's say he finishes the season last year, kind of like his last year in Buffalo, maybe not the you know, the issues, but just the stats. Say the stats were similar, like, you know, just cracks 1,000 yards, 6 touchdowns, 80, 90 catches, and then just is available, is out there as a free agent. Yeah, maybe there are a couple more contenders that are interested and grab him, and then, you know, you lose that tiebreaker. So you had to take a chance. Players, because everybody kind of can at least admit now, most players, it's not the top choice. Like, if everything's equal, they're not picking the Patriots.
No.
So you have to find a way to get that guy. And if it's because, all right, there's not a lot of other options for him, or you just have to spend more money, so be it. But this, to me, is a very good signing.
So I like it. And it's definitely better than nothing. And is he a true one? No, probably not. But he's their one. And my fears
it's like
are
not close.
No.
Because who was the one on the Patriots?
I think Bourne. You thought Pop?
Yeah, right. So that's the thing. Is like, we don't even know.
Hunter Henry.
Yeah. Sure. Well, maybe. Yeah, that's true. And maybe they draft him, and like, there's other ways to get that guy. But no, I'm happy they signed him. My fears are all related to the injury. Schefter says he's ahead of schedule. Yeah. He'll be out there week one. I'm not sure about that.
That video that they put out.
He looked tremendous.
Yeah.
I personally am not concerned about the demanding the targets and the target share and getting in the quarterback's face and saying, give me the ball. No. I personally am not concerned about that. The Patriots look like giant frauds because they put it out there that they were concerned about that for Drake May. Mike Giardi, and maybe this is why I'm actually surprised on the text line. We'll get to the phones in a moment.
Okay.
It's way more mixed on this signing than I expected. I thought everybody was going to be throwing we should have probably brought in the glitter guns, I thought.
Oh, this could have been a glitter gun day.
And it's way more mixed than I expected, but maybe that's just some texts and maybe the calls will be different and we'll get to them in a moment. Or maybe this is why people are mixed. Giardi. On Stephon Diggs, a coach who knows him well tells me if he's healthy, they got themselves a dog.
Yeah, I want a dog.
They just got to make sure to feed him.
Well, dogs got to eat.
That's true.
You can't not feed your dog. You shouldn't have a dog then.
No.
So if you got a dog, first thing you do, you got to walk it.
Yeah.
You got to teach it to go to the bathroom outside.
Yeah.
That's about it.
When all
that's all
we
my
need
dog
no goes. Meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
When all its teeth are gone, you got to go to a soft diet. I mean, this is what you got to do.
Make them smoothies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I don't think this is a problem because last year, the wide receiver room, every single guy in there thought they were Steph Diggs. And none of them were Steph Diggs. They were either doing...
None of them had the resume, no.
They were doing passive-aggressive stuff on Instagram about how they need the ball. Remember Tyquan Thornton was comparing himself to Michael Jordan, for God's sakes? Jalen Polk said he had the best hands in the league.
Jalen Rager
had the Bugatti in the carport.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah, no, at least Steph Diggs could be like, hey, guys, I've been like a multiple-time Pro Bowler and All-Pro, and last year I think he had like a 6 straight seasons of 1,000 yards snapped only because of an injury, which... By the way, he's not really injured much.
No.
He's pretty durable guy outside of this.
Not in his 20s. He wasn't injured.
Oh, fair. I mean, fair.
He's 31, going to be 32 now. So.
Yeah. Happy early birthday to Steph Diggs. I think it'll take place during the season. But no, I'll take that. Right, because that's, these receivers that want the ball. It's like, right. That is the job.
Well,
they need the ball thrown to them.
And if he became a problem in Minnesota or Buffalo, those were contending teams, right? Minnesota got to an NFC title game because of him.
Right.
But right. I get it if you're like, look, the guy's throwing the room off. Or Buffalo is like, we have too much here around Josh Allen to be worried about Stephon Diggs barking about his targets. Like, at some point, I agree that can be an issue. For a crap-ass team like the Patriots.
They need it. They desperately need it.
Who are drafting again in the top 5 and won 4 games last year and were lucky to get the 4th win. They shouldn't worry about
it. I think there's also a honeymoon period with a lot of players where maybe it won't work long-term. And maybe with his age, nothing would work long-term anymore with him. But like his first year in Buffalo was great. Last year, it started out pretty good in Houston. So just this year, barring health, like I think it will be pretty good. It was by the end in Buffalo where things kind of turned salty. Hell, even Randy Moss. I know it's hard to compare it because who Randy Moss was and who his quarterback was, who the team was. But that started out a house of fire. I couldn't have started any better.
Right.
And then by the end, they had to trade him in season.
Right.
Right? So, like, it was great early. And who knows, if Brady doesn't get hurt in 08, maybe that changes things a little bit. But then by the end, they were like, all right, we got to get rid of him. But I'm not looking that far down the line. I'm looking to the 2025 season and what he can do for Drake May.
If Diggs comes in and is productive for 2 years, it's a massive win. And I don't care that he's not going to grow with Drake May or anything like that. Like, that's a massive, massive win. So my only concern is what kind of player is he after the injury and when is he back from the injury? That's it for me. So I love the signing. You guys can jump in, 617-779-7937. I'll give the Patriots credit because I did not see this specific signing coming. Let's start it off with our buddy JP in North Providence. What's up, JP?
Hey, Jones, just to clear one thing quick. So we got a veteran star that gets released by one team for no damn reason, goes to another team and is a star again on midday and mornings. Huh, sound familiar? Let's go sign Kiefer Kupp next. I love the signing.
Well, he's gone. Yeah.
You forget, an old T.O. was still getting open in the Super Bowl. The Pats couldn't cover him. I don't care. He knows how to get open. He knows how to catch the ball. He can get separation and run routes. If the blazing speed isn't there, it doesn't matter. He's a hard worker. So if he's a diva and he says, give me the damn ball, give him the damn ball. Because Hunter Henry was probably our best receiver. Do it. And then... let's see what 2 years bring, but at least it brings you back into the forefront. I love the move.
All right, same. JP, same. Now, he's not T.O. in his prime for the Eagles. That was not a late career T.O.
I thought he was going to say like T.O. with like the Bills.
The Bengals. Yeah, okay.
Bills. And Bengals, sure. Where he still actually was pretty productive.
I mean.
There's also T.O.
Third best receiver of all time?
Yeah.
Rice.
Moss.
T.O. Yeah. That would be my personal order.
Same.
So look, Steph Diggs, when it comes to his ability to still get open,
he is a great route runner.
Last year in Houston, for sure. Again, this is where my concern comes in. Is he a different player post-injury? If he is, then we'll see. I don't think you forget how to run routes, but
it's ACL,
still,
right?
Can you still create separation?
This is an injury.
Okay, but it's an ACL for a guy in his 30s.
Yeah,
the guy's not 25.
How old was Adrian Peterson when he came back and had a 2,000-yard rushing season?
Old.
And he was like 6 months removed from an ACL.
Yeah.
Now, that guy might be just a freak, but it does seem like the ACL knocks you out for anywhere between 9, 10, 11 months. And then these guys usually kind of come back, and they're usually all right. Now, at some point, the 30-year-old receiver is just going to deteriorate anyway, like whether he had an ACL injury or not.
Right.
So I guess that's also something to look for. But, again, I was in on Cooper Kupp. I was in on Chris Godwin. All different injuries, but these guys were all banged up last year. And they're all – I mean, Godwin's younger than those two, but they're all getting older. So I'm still happy with the dig signing.
Let's go to Barry in New Bedford. What's up, Barry?
Barry,
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
What's up with you?
Hey.
I knew the signing was coming. I thought it was going to be a one-year deal because that's what he is, a one-year deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I was stunned by that. If they overpaid in terms of years. Here's the thing with ACL injuries. The ACL, you're right, Keith, it takes about a month, a full year to come back. It's not the ACL injury itself. When you start recovering and rehabbing, you tend to overcompensate the Achilles and the quad muscles. He's going to have problems with both if he tries to come back too fast. So I'm expecting week five, and I'm expecting middle production, which means people are going to get upset when he's not putting up 100-yard games.
Well, yeah, I will. That's Dr. Barry in New Bedford, who, by the way, also is an NFL insider.
I guess.
He calls us every day. I didn't realize he broke the news about Steph Diggs.
That's great.
I must have missed that call.
He knew it.
So, and we love Barry, but
his call screen, but his point even also, they overpaid for him.
Well, he said they overpaid in years.
But what is
an NFL contract? You can't overpay in years. You rip it up after 1 year.
I was going to say, how many games is he going to play? Who knows?
So, but let's play out his scenario.
They gave Antonio Brown $12.5 million. He played a game.
that's overpay.
Different,
yeah, I would say that's a real overpay.
Yeah.
No, let's play out his scenario. He's back week five, and
great.
He is. Well, that's not great.
Still 12 games. I mean, I would love him week one.
But at what level? Because I've seen this one flying around a lot on the internet, too. Adrian Peterson's a great one, and we could probably pick out arguments on both sides, which I do like to do. But like when Wes Welker came back from his ACL, he was not the same player.
Yeah, and Conkeys got him too, though. Like the concussions.
I'm sorry.
I call him Conkeys.
I was like, Ladd McConkey?
No, the Conkeys.
Sorry.
Because he also...
Awful lot of honkies in here.
He got like...
Conkeys.
He had... Even in Denver, Wes Welker started really well. He was wearing the Great Gazoo helmet, remember?
Yep.
And then like it was just that kind of caught up to him, but... You're right. I mean, we don't know. Like, for all these athletes, there's been so many examples where, to your point, you can find the ones that, like, this guy came back right away and he was better. And then, like, this guy came back and was never the same. So, yeah, that's still up in the air. But it also goes back to how they're able to get him. Like, they did get him. And, you know, not to overstate what Burt Breer was saying about how, like, they pounced on this opportunity. I don't know if they pounced on it, but they at least saw the opportunity. And that's how these two ended up together.
617-779-7937. We'll take your thoughts all day long on Steph Diggs to the New England Patriots. So they have a number one. He's certainly their number one. And what's the impact on Drake May and his development? We do have Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon, as we do every Wednesday on a Celtics Wednesday here on WEEI. It's also a Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll do that at 11:30. Diggs not the only big signing in the NFL yesterday. Russell Wilson goes to the Giants. Between Diggs signing in New England and Wilson going to the Giants, who pick at 3 right before the Pats at 4. How do those moves impact the Patriots' draft approach? Let's get into that next.
They are still very much in the market for Russell Wilson. And ultimately, it wouldn't surprise me if Russell Wilson chose the Giants over the Browns and the Steelers, two other teams that he continues to talk to. But let's live in a universe here where Russell Wilson picks the Giants. I still think with Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston and Tommy, I still think the Giants may go ahead and take Shedeur Sanders at number 3. So whether they sign Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, I don't think it changes anything. This team has struggled at that spot. It's going to do everything it can to address it short and long term. And if the Giants love Shedeur Sanders enough at number 3, I don't care who they add between now and the opening night of the draft, I still think that Shedeur Sanders would be the pick if that's who they believe in.
Adam Schefter on his podcast yesterday. Giants have signed Jameis Winston, Russell Wilson. He says if they like Shedeur Sanders, they'll still take him at 3. So maybe that answers the question, Keith. But the Giants signed Russ Wilson yesterday. They have a competent-ish starter at quarterback and backup in Jameis Winston. The Patriots signed Stephon Diggs yesterday.
Yes.
So they have their number one receiver, if not an NFL number one. I'm skeptical about that. But they get certainly their best receiver. How do those moves in concert change the Patriots' approach at pick 4?
So I'm with Schefter on this one. I think the Giants definitely could still take a quarterback. We might be in the same situation because they just grabbed Russell Wilson now, like 2 weeks into free agency. They grabbed Jameis Winston before. Both guys at this stage of their career are kind of fringe starters, kind of holdover starters until the rookie is ready. And so especially if they don't think Shedeur Sanders is a week one starter, why not get him? Because if you're the Giants, who's your starter in 2026? You don't know.
Yeah, so like, probably not on the roster of today.
I think you could still get one, but also I guess it allows them to say, hey, maybe we just love Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter. We love them so much. We can go out and play a game, and we can kind of patchwork it. Now, the thing with them is they're not like a playoff team or even a fringe playoff team the way that it is. So they really need to think more long term. I think the Patriots, and this is a question that a lot of people were asking,
Just real quick on the Giants. The one thing it allows the Giants to do is say, you know what? We like Shedeur Sanders. We don't love him. Maybe we won't be great this year. We'll draft high next year, and next year's the year we draft our quarterback. Like, it does allow them to do that, but if they love Shedeur Sanders, I still think they could take him at three.
They could also circle back and take Jalen Milroe or one of those project quarterbacks in the later rounds, too.
They could. I mean, if they grade those guys similarly, I just think last year what the Falcons did, and it kind of blew up on him because Kirk Cousins just ended up being bad. But think about Kirk Cousins at this time last year was looked upon much higher than either Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
And he got like 10 times the money that those guys got, and they still drafted Penix in the top 10. So I always think quarterbacks get way overdrafted and teams go crazy for quarterbacks come draft time. So I think that they could. As for Steph Diggs on the Patriots, I don't think that stops them from drafting Travis Hunter because of the unique prospect that he is.
It takes some of the pressure off forcing him to offense, though.
Yes.
You know, so like, to me, I would take Hunter either way if he's there. And, you know, if it's him and Carter, I want Carter. If they're both gone, I want Genty. But I think Hunter is the most realistic at four. It takes the pressure off. Mm-hmm. He needs to be a receiver, and it allows them to say, let's bring him in and see what he can do.
Yeah.
And let's split time, and then we'll have him go where he fits, not where we need him.
But
I think that's important.
I agree, and I want him to try to play both ways, right? I don't want him to be just one side. And, yeah, I guess you're right. If they don't have Steph Diggs, maybe they feel like that needs to be more the focus. I always thought what would make him the best receiver, at least early in his career possible, would be having a guy better than him on the field. Like, you can't just be like, hey, you're the best guy we have, also you're trying to play defense. Whereas if he's out there and he's sort of the number two receiver, yeah, he's not playing every single snap, so maybe not like a prototypical two, but you have Diggs, and then you can kind of work those other guys in. I think that's great. Now, I know some theorize that the Patriots saw the Russell Wilson signing and were like, Travis Hunter's not going to be there.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm like,
I don't think that.
I think it's the chances are the same, honestly. I think they're the same. They might still take Sanders. They may not, you know. Tennessee, I think everybody already has like penciled in for Cam Ward, but the Browns should go quarterback, but they may not. They may go Carter to kind of pair him up with Myles Garrett. Maybe they go Travis. Maybe they surprise people and go Travis Hunter themselves.
The other way to look at it, Browns missed out on Russell Wilson, which makes them more likely to take a quarterback. So I could see it going that way as well. Bottom line, I mean, the Giants may not draft a quarterback, but I don't think this prevents them from taking Shedeur Sanders.
No,
and you're hoping Travis Hunter drops to the Pats if they get him. I think the pressure's off to force him at wide receiver.
Yeah.
And I think that's a relevant move about Steph Diggs. You guys can jump in. 617-779-7937. Alex is in New Hampshire. What's up, Alex?
Hey, how's it going? Love the show, as always. I just have a tiny bone to pick with Keith.
Oh, yes, boy. Keith. What do you got?
Oh, boy.
And, I mean, no, I love the fact that we got Diggs. Mm-hmm. He is by far our number one wide receiver, and that's great. But I do hear you keep mentioning Kendrick Bourne. I just don't know what he's done lately. I think he's got six.
Yeah, Keith, why do you keep bringing him up?
So, Alex, I hate to correct you, but that was a Jones take. That was a Jones take. I am not high on Kendrick Bourne. I think he'll be fine. Josh McDaniels is back. I actually said yesterday we were guessing who the number one receiver is pre-Steph Diggs, and I said maybe Pop Douglas. Jones is the one that said Kendrick Bourne.
I said Bourne. But this takes
classic mix up.
This takes the pressure off that, Alex, but thank you for listening.
I apologize.
Okay.
So Booty is our number two wide receiver going forward. I think Bourne is gone after this year. Love the show, you guys.
Okay.
Thank you, Alex. I hate to point that out. So if your instincts were Jones was wrong, just stick with that. Because you
liked
were right.
Better when he was picking a nit with Keith, quite frankly.
I was like, sorry, I'm not the Kendrick Bourne guy. I like Kendrick Bourne. Great guest.
I thought what
I'd
he
love
was
to have him
say.
On the show again.
Oh, he's our favorite guest last year.
He was.
We liked him so much, the Patriots wouldn't give him back to us.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
I don't think we're getting Steph Diggs, but that'll... Oh, so this is maybe what we do.
I thought he was going to needle you about how good Steph Diggs was in 2021. That's what I thought he was going to do. Yeah.
I did get a lot of that on Twitter yesterday.
I got that right. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, a lot of guys on Twitter were like, this guy's perfect for Keith. It was good 3 years ago. But this probably needs to be our strategy. If we tell the Patriots we would love to talk to Diggs, we get no chance.
Yep.
What if we go the other way and go, we really don't want Diggs?
Whatever you do.
Monday or Friday, we
don't
do not
give
want
us Steph Diggs.
And then, like, 10 o'clock Monday morning, Patriots Monday, Steph Diggs. Co-host for an hour.
I forgot to run down the hall and ask Ken about this. This really should be in play for Patriots Monday and Friday. But Patriots, if you're listening, we don't want him.
Yeah.
He would not be a good guest. It wouldn't be the kind of person we would
want
to talk to.
Definitely want Christian
on this
Gonzalez
show.
And not Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. Yeah. No, more Hunter Henry.
The Twitch chat is thinking that I said that about Kendrick Bourne. Don't get that started. Don't get that misinformation out there.
Yeah, Keith,
fake news.
We were all shaking our heads at it when you brought it up yesterday. 617-779-7937. Still all your Stephon Diggs thoughts and phone calls. It's Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll do that at 11:30. We have Pure Hoops with Terp at High Noon. We'll start to mix in some Red Sox thoughts as well. Tristan Cassis is hurt. Red Sox kind of, sort of, have a closer, but not really. We'll do that with all your Steph Diggs thoughts next.